Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next!
What's this I hear? There's a whole lot of talk. The people say they try to put the kid. Hey, yeah. Tell me what you did. You can call it what you want. I call it messing with the kid. Now the kid plays hot, and hot don't pay. I say what I mean. I mean what I say. Hey, yeah.
Okay, everybody, happy Friday. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. So this show is a little bit different than the rest. If you are a listener of our show, you know that we usually do a live version of the show, and it's 2 hours every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Because we are having some technical difficulty back at the station, this show is going to be pre-recorded.
Yes.
We are pre-recording it right now.
Right now. Yeah. It is live for us.
And it's only going to be an hour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to be serving any drinks on this flight. It's not going to be long enough. So, you know, whatever you want to do. It is Friday. I suggest you get yourself a drink if you want one, because we're not serving them. Correct?
Correct.
We've already had plenty.
First come, first serve.
Right. Let's see. In the studio this evening, let me go ahead and introduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Hannah Claire. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. To her right is a special guest, one of my best friends in the whole world, Paul Hunley.
Hello.
That's it. Lean right in there, Paul. Tell us what you really think. And to his right is his blushing bride, another one of my very best friends in the whole world, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello. So, okay. You guys have been down here in Florida for what? Over a week now? Or a week?
A week today.
A week today. Until we ran into you last night.
Yes.
Was it
that was just,
was that
last,
just last night?
Yes.
Holy moly. You had been down at Longboat Key.
Yeah.
I have never been to Longboat Key. What, I mean, highly recommended?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay. So I'm guessing this is like the very beginning of spring break. So was it crowded down there?
No.
No, Longboat wasn't.
Longboat was not. Did you go to other, down in that area, did you go to other beaches?
Santa Maria was crowded.
Let me ask you this. When you were in Longboat Key, did you stay at a hotel or was it like a B&B or one of those, what are they called, honey? Verbo or?
Harbor Villa.
Yeah. Harbor Villa.
Highly
so
recommend.
Like a condo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Pool.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Heated.
Nice. Out over the bay.
Nicely Spa. Done. Right on the bay.
Beautiful.
Miller Bay.
Excellent. Excellent. So if anybody's looking to come down to Florida and looking for a good place to vacation, you'd recommend Longboat Key?
Quiet. Yeah, if they want, you know, not much near.
The beaches are great.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, last night we run into you two in downtown St. Petersburg, and we went to the Hideaway Cafe for their open mic night to see some of the local artists down there, which is always a lot of fun to do. And Stephanie, what was the name of that place that we ate dinner at that's right next door?
The Berg.
The Berg.
The Berg Bar and Grill.
Right. Paul and I both got this cheeseburger there that the bun was actually grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese, yeah.
Yes.
I think when they brought that thing out, it was like 6 inches thick.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
Easy.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Unexpected, yes.
Have you ever heard of the cheeseburgers that they have that the buns are actually like Krispy Kreme donuts?
Ew.
That actually sounds pretty good to me.
Yuck.
No.
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 No. No. Gross. Yeah.
That's beyond the line.
Right.
That's beyond the line.
Jenny, you lived in this area before I met you when you were, well, I guess up until you were of high school age.
Yeah.
In like Pinellas County.
I went to Oakhurst Elementary and Seminole. I guess it was a junior high then.
Yeah.
Is it a middle school now?
It's a middle school now.
Yeah, it was a junior high. I went there 6th and 7th grade.
Did you ever get a chance to go to the Florida State Fair?
Yes. In fact, I was a future farmer of America.
Nice.
And I had a chicken named Bonnie Clyde, and it was a blue ribbon winner chicken.
Nice.
Yeah. What year?
That would have been 1975.
1975. Nice. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
How time flies.
How time flies, right? Anyway, the reason I brought up the fair is just because they have all that crazy food, like the burgers with the donut buns.
What
we had last night, the burger with the grilled cheese buns, would have been, you know, right up the fair's alley.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Whatever. Forget it. Good night, everybody.
They had fried Twinkies at the Berg.
Yes.
And we didn't eat one, but they had fried Twinkies. That's a fair food.
Mm-hmm. That's most definitely a fair food.
Right.
No doubt.
Ew.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't even like Twinkies to begin with.
I don't like them that much.
Well, you know, any food that has a shelf life of like 100 years is a little suspect. You know? What am I eating?
What is that?
And I don't think you need to fry it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to make it any more healthy or unhealthy. Right. So let's say, you know, what we did a lot of times on the show, we'll do a pre-show dinner. And
yes.
We did that kind of like a little bit of a late lunch because we usually do the show at 6 o'clock, but it's just a little bit after 3 o'clock right now. We're pre-recording, as I mentioned. But anyway, what we did as a late lunch, I guess early dinner, we went over to what's it called?
BRGR.
BRGR, and it's in the what hotel? The Pearl, which is like the new resort hotel. Opal, which is...
Pearl? I don't know. I don't know.
It's the new resort hotel in Treasure Island.
In Treasure Island.
Well, is it Treasure Island Beach Resort?
No.
Oh, I'm
maybe. No, I don't know. It's the brand new one.
It's either the Pearl or the Opal, one of the two.
Beautiful.
Anyway, but what a fantastic place.
I mean, yes, it's beautiful.
Obviously, well, it's brand new for one thing, so everything is you know, nice and clean and shiny. But the food, I thought, was very good.
Very good. Very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ate too much.
I did
again.
Too. And I just had a little bit come back up on it.
So. Oh.
Special.
Thanks.
As a matter of fact, I'm having the meat sweats right now.
Oh. Good.
You're enjoying the experience twice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see what else do we have here. Okay, I guess that's it. Good night, everybody. Let's talk about sports, man. One of the big things going on in town this weekend. I'm not gonna talk about the Rays just because it's a spring training and there's not really, you know, nothing really to talk about until the season starts. The Lightning, well, they're still struggling. Not a whole lot you can say about that. But the St. Pete Grand Prix starts this weekend.
Yes.
So if you're going downtown St. Petersburg, I would suggest taking some earplugs because
yes.
It is very, very loud down there. We were down in St. Petersburg, downtown St. Pete, last weekend, and there was a car, not a Grand Prix car, but a car racing up and down the streets. And it was just like one of those little rice burners that the kids have, you know. And it was so loud, that car. With that, you know, echoing off the buildings, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like for those Grand Prix cars down there. It's going to be...
It's extremely loud.
It's extremely loud.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very loud. Hey, Paul, this is one thing I wanted to mention to you, because I know you're a Redskin fan, and it looks like... what's your big receiver's name? DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, I can't... He won't
he's
be
gone.
With us much longer.
Well, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone, and it looks like my Bucks are going to pick him up.
Right.
Wow.
Looks like he's becoming a Buccaneer.
Let him have
He'll become a great player. That always happens.
Perfect. Well, yeah. That's just what we want to hear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was he a problem there in Washington?
No.
Inconsistent.
No.
Well, you don't seem very upset that he's going.
You know. They are who they are. Redskins are a punching bag for the rest of them.
Well, and it's, you know what's so funny is, you know.
But we're devoted fans.
My whole life.
That's it.
True.
Yeah, right.
Devoted.
My whole life, I was a Redskin fan, diehard Redskin fan. Then when we moved down here, I became a Bucks fan. And now You know, I don't even know hardly any of the players on the Redskins. But one of the things that I have noticed, a comparison between the two teams, both teams will break your heart.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes.
Every week.
Well, all teams have that potential.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Right. We're just dedicated.
I have not ever seen teams that can go into halftime with a 20 or 30 point lead and blow it.
I think our generation at this point looks at the Skins as a 1980s team. And we're of an age to where we reminisce as opposed to understand what's current. We're diehard fans.
That's it. Yeah. We're diehard fans.
We're diehard fans.
Right. Hey, well, the Redskins, good or bad, they fill that stadium every weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I can't say that about the Bucks.
Okay. Right.
Are they talking any more about changing the name?
I think that's still flopping around, but I don't think anything's happened.
The last time we talked about it on the show has been more than a year ago.
Yeah.
They
were kicking that around.
That's the least of their worries.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they ought to just leave it. Right? Yeah. I mean, unless it's seriously hurting somebody's feelings, then change it.
Well, I think it is hurting people's feelings. That's why it's an issue.
Well, there. Don't I feel silly?
No comment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's sports.
Well, my whole thing was if they changed the name, they could make $1 billion.
Right. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Everyone would have to go out and buy all their new. Jerseys and coolie cups and hats.
I think they would
and...
still wear what they have.
There aren't any good names left. What would we call ourselves?
The Washington Monuments.
Silent. No. Silent.
They would just wear their
have big phallic-looking Washington Monuments on the side of their helmet. Nice.
That's the line. I would change devotion. That's the line.
That would take it out for you, huh?
He'd still wear that jersey you all gave.
Yes.
Well, he better.
Yeah.
Do you wear it?
Oh,
he does.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Yeah. I have a jersey for the Bucks now.
Yes.
And the Lightning.
And the Lightning.
And two for the Lightning.
Two Lightning mm-hmm. jerseys.
You're special.
Ask for one, you get two.
That's
Ask.
Called impatience.
Yes. I just kept ordering them until something showed up.
Right.
That's basically it.
It is what happened.
I listened to the saga on the show.
Jenny, you're kind of an activist.
What? Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I know.
I exercise. What are you talking about?
I know that you were on vacation this past week, but on Wednesday they had the Day Without a Woman protest.
No, that's the International Day of Women.
Recognizing women.
Yeah.
Right.
But they actually had their Day Without Women protest,
right.
And like the Alexandria.
Oh, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, the Alexandria school system had to shut down.
Yeah, indeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, because...
The female workforce.
Yeah, they weren't coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have figured
they got a day off school.
I read about that. Huh. Yeah, I don't know that would be an option.
I would have figured that everybody else would have gone to work and been like, thank God.
It's similar to the day where restaurants that were owned by immigrants shut down.
You know, right, we talked about that.
Kind of peaceful protest.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we had a bit of a story where this one particular restaurant owner, a majority of his employees were immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought them all together and was basically telling them, listen, I know that most of you are illegal. I, as an employer, am willing to go ahead and provide you jobs so that you can, provide, roof over your head and food for your family. And we're not going to get into all the legal aspect, that kind of thing. So I would appreciate it if you do come to work that day. Why would you put me in a lurch just because you're going to go out and protest? I've done right by you. Don't give me a day of being open and not being able to, have any business. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And what happened was, even though they had that talk at that restaurant, 9 or 10 of them the next day
Didn't show up.
And what do you suppose he did? He fired him. I would have fired him. I mean, if you're basically willing to break the law to provide these people with, you know, basically what their dream is, you know, to come to America, have a job, be able to provide for their family, and then they're going to turn around and slap you in the face like that, you got to go.
I don't agree.
Why don't you?
Probably because of the idea that he's illegally hiring them as opposed to helping them with getting a green card.
Well, isn't that up to them?
If he's employing them, then that helps them stay in the country. He could help them get application for green card working. And he's breaking the law. And it'd be kind of like saying that if someone had a strong faith in a religion, that they had to work on a holiday that was meaningful to them. I wouldn't fire them.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's next?
I see. Here, do you want the notes? You tell me, Miss Activist.
See?
Hey, I did see this article and it was about the, you know, the new technology now is for all these automakers to create these driverless vehicles.
Yes, I can't wait.
Well, you know, they did a study, AAA, I guess, did a survey, and it turned out that 84% of Americans say that they don't trust the technology. And I think I'm probably one of them. It's going to take me a long time to get used to getting in a car and not being in control. Mm-hmm. You know, I always said when I was a kid, before I had my license, Paul, you're a little bit older than me, but you were always the safest driver. I always felt 100% safe with you. And I mean, truly, of anybody else I ever rode with, even my parents and everything.
Me?
Oh, yeah, you're terrible.
Especially you.
Oh, yeah, you're terrible.
And then the only other person that I trust behind the wheel is me, you know. So I can't,
which I don't understand.
I'm a great
at
driver.
All.
I'm a great
but
driver.
But that's, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm a great driver. Just ask me. But no, I just, you know, they have these cars now. It's like, have you seen the one that will put on the brakes for you? Mm. Are you kidding? I don't think so.
I don't know. It might help with the squirrel population.
I think I'm quicker. Yeah.
I can see myself going down the highway 75 miles an hour and it deciding to lock them up. Right?
Right.
That's what's...
For a reason, supposedly, though. Right?
Right. So, well, right. Hopefully.
Well,
you should be acting before they react, right?
And
right.
I also feel like if I was not driving the car, especially, you know, I can't get in a car for more than an hour and not want to fall asleep. So I can see myself falling asleep.
Well, then this is a benefit. Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could trust
then you would be,
that.
Then you would...
Well, you wouldn't trust it, but if it happened, it'd be there.
You'd be asleep.
I think it's a good backup. I think the reaction needs to occur. It's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your reaction is too slow, the car reacts.
Right.
If you react, the car doesn't react. So I think it's a good safety mechanism. Yeah. And I think overall, if all cars have that, we'd probably save a lot of lives, actually.
Well, I just think...
about it malfunctioning.
Well, I think we'd become more and more like the Jetsons. You know, eventually cars are going to follow each other and...
I mean, who didn't think that we would be there by now? I mean, here it is, 2017. You know, when we're watching Jetsons as a kid, I thought we'd be there by now.
Think sci-fi. I mean, it's happening. It's happening.
But all of that technology is like computer-driven. How often do you have problems with your computer? How often do you lose your Wi-Fi? What if your car loses Wi-Fi? Or whatever the feed is that makes it go.
Isn't the design, though, that the driver can actually take over? Isn't there some kind of flip of a switch kind of thing?
But what if you become so complacent, if you become so trusting of the device that now you're, you know, in a book or you're fell asleep?
Think of the evolution of flight.
Yeah.
How long that's taken. Right. We were concerned at first. Planes were flying out of the sky, hitting the ground. People were crashing, but not that many people were participating.
Mm-hmm.
It's all relative. We're moving up in population percentages. Our experimental phase of movement.
I guess maybe what I'm saying is I don't know that I'm willing to become a guinea pig.
Oh, I am.
What's going to happen at like rite of passage bunny. Of getting your driver's license?
I think it's inevitable. Yeah. It's What's inevitable. It's right. Evolution. I mean,
will that stop?
Yeah.
It's called no evolution. One will care yeah. about getting their license. You won't need one.
I don't know. It's just weird.
But will you need one? I right. guess that's the question.
I'll be dead.
I mean,
gone.
Well.
No, you won't. It's 5 years.
It's happening.
Now.
There are already say. Cars. Yeah. They have cars now that park themselves. They have the cars that do the braking themselves. It's not going to be long.
I mean,
your car just you just get in, and that's it. It just goes.
Right. Say by the time we're grandparents, mm-hmm. I mean, how would you feel about? Talking to one of your kids on the phone and saying, oh, yeah, send, little Junior over. And they just put him in the autopilot car.
Right.
Programmed to grandma's.
Beep, beep,
and,
beep, beep, beep,
you know, now on. There's this, three-year-old traveling alone in this vehicle.
That's weird.
I'd
Would
love
that
it.
Be weird?
I'd love it.
Yeah. It's
going
to be cool.
The bus. I don't know.
No, I think buses have a greater... opportunity to become fully automated. I'd like to see that happen before the cars
subways
do.
Subways are fully automated.
Yeah, well, that's, subway, that's true.
But ground subway system.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess. Right. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
hey.
But see, we live in Pinellas County
mm-hmm.
with the worst public transportation system.
Right.
So we don't get a whole lot of day-to-day exposure to subways or actual public transit.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can't get from here to there.
Right.
Well, who thought of Uber was going to be as popular?
It's huge.
It's huge.
Do they have the problems in Virginia like they do here? Like Hillsborough County, it's not really legal for Uber to operate there.
I thought they fixed that.
They gave them sort of like a time period to sort of get with the program. Apparently, the drivers from Uber don't want to submit to background checks. And I'm like, why not?
I thought they did.
What's the problem?
They
checked.
Uber.
Uber can be really expensive for the drivers.
I thought Uber checked the drivers, but they don't pass that information along or something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why the regulations for Uber would be any different than any other
taxi carrier company
like a limousine service or bus,
right?
Tour bus, anything. Those drivers, I mean, a pilot, I mean, you're responsible for other people's lives.
Right.
A little background check isn't going to hurt anybody. And if you're afraid to take a background check, then I'm not so sure I want you.
I'm not sure you should have
people
in your car.
Yeah.
Strangers.
Right. Every Uber I've ever taken has been great. I've never had
I've not ever taken one. And I've heard really nothing but good things about Uber rides.
Right.
A couple, every once in a while you hear something kind of sketchy, but for the most part.
That's with taxis too, though.
That's all.
Well, yeah. Taxis are frightening.
Like in New York City, it's taking over that industry. So taxi drivers are out a job, really.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I mean, think about it. In New York City, we did it with that story not too long ago on the show about the taxi driver in New York City
who is profiling his passengers.
Yeah, it's like he's lost his job, and he's possibly going to be sued for discrimination. This is a guy who's been driving a taxi in New York City for years. Okay, he got hailed to the curb, let's say by a Hispanic guy. As he's pulling closer, he sees that it's a Hispanic guy, and a little bit farther down the block, he sees an Asian guy. Passes the Hispanic guy and goes and gets, gives the Asian guy a ride because, in his experience, he's going to get more of a tip from the Asian guy than the Hispanic guy.
Right.
Is that prejudice? Is that being racial?
Yes, I think so.
Or is it just good business sense?
I think it's
experience.
I think it's business.
I can't imagine that the taxi driver has a salary that's very high, and probably most of his income is tip based.
Right.
So, look, and if you're trying to provide for a family, to me, that's just good business sense. You're going to go where, hey, advertisers, what do? They pick their market. They pick an age group to go to. Is that is that racist?
Well, you're going to
no, that's demographics.
On, that's demographic. That's, well, yeah. This is also demographic in my mind for this taxi driver.
You're going to wait on a six top before you wait on a four top.
Sure,
right.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's a fuzzy line. I mean, it depends on
it is being racist.
I don't know that it's being racist. The guy says he isn't racist. He says he did this out of just pure experience.
Monetary expectation.
Right. How about that taxi guy in D.C. that drove us out to our impounded car and charged us $5 because that's all we had? You know, that. I mean, he didn't have to do that. That I think that's experienced.
I think that's racist.
He should not have done that.
He figured we were poor white kids.
He was not thinking about his
Remember
family.
We were all pulling stuff out of our pockets. Oh my God. All right, I got 52 cents. Oh,
shit. Here's a chapstick.
Right. Dude, can you use a once used chapstick? I'll scrape the top layer off. Anyway, we should take a break.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When we come back from the break, do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Yes, we can.
Why don't we play Stump the Chump? There's $20 on the table, kids.
Oh.
Big doings here at the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Let's see. When we come back, we'll play Stump the Chump. What is the theme?
80s trivia.
Oh.
Well, sorry, Hannah.
Sorry, Hannah.
Oh, she probably knows
You're
more than
toast.
We do. I don't even remember the
80s. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She's learned about it.
Three
80s
wonderkin over here. We're going to wipe you out. Anyway, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. When we come back, we will play our 80s version of Stump the Chump. Happening?
I don't know. The music's being played. Technical difficulties.
Are you on mute?
Oh.
No.
Everybody, we are back, and like I said before the break, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is a little bit different setup than what we usually have. Usually we are live every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight, because of some technical difficulties back at Radio St. Pete, we are pre-recording this show, and we're only doing 1 hour. So we've got 30 more minutes to hopefully entertain you.
Yes.
Yeah. So we will have. We're going to play Stump the Chump. It's our 80s version of Stump the Chump. After that, I've got a couple more stories. I've got a story. Well, we're going to do movies and entertainment. I got a story about a new retirement village that you might be interested in, Paul. And I got a story about SpaceX. I'm going to give you some things to think about. I got all kinds of stuff here.
I don't think we have that much time.
Well, we'll see what happens. We got 30 minutes left. Let's make the best of it.
All right.
Like I said, there's $20 on the table for the winner of Stump the Chump.
Does everybody have a thing?
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Here's a bell. There's a ringer.
Oh, I can't get in the chair. Oh,
sorry.
All right.
Welcome to the studio.
All right, Stephanie.
All right, are we ready?
Lay it on us.
All right. What do you know or remember from the 80s?
Not much.
Not much.
Am I supposed to do that?
If you know the answer.
If you know the answer.
Huh? Well, I know a lot of answers, but I remember graduating from high school.
Yay!
You don't get points for that.
Well, why?
Well, because we're not so old that we don't remember graduating from high school.
Not yet, anyway. We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know what the... I had an answer.
Who are you?
It's not the question yet.
All right, question one.
Oh. Question number one.
Okay.
In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted in what U.S. state, killing 57 people, Mark?
Washington.
Yes. One for Mark.
I won that. I shook low. You didn't.
You got to shake
he's
high.
He's got the kazoo right up to his lips.
Oh, of
yeah,
course he does.
Always.
Oh, Hannah's usually ringing while I'm...
ringing.
So, yeah.
Back off, sister.
The first commercial CD players were introduced by which two companies in 1984? Jenny.
JVC.
No.
Oh.
Oh, Sony?
Sony is one.
And?
Panasonic.
No.
Oh.
Tech something.
Tech
no,
something.
No. It starts with a P, but it's not Panasonic.
Oh. Really?
And I don't know that this...
Bono Inc.
JVC.
No.
Yeah, I would have guessed JVC, too.
There's Ken.
What is it?
It was Philips.
Phillips.
They had the 8-track.
Yeah.
All right, so nobody gets a point.
Nobody gets a point.
But who leads with one?
Mark leads with one.
Kazoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hannah, you know, Paul, and Jenny are not on the board. In what year was India's Prime Minister Indira Gandhi assassinated? Mark.
1981.
No.
Damn it.
Later.
Yeah, I want to say 86.
No. Too
87.
Late. Too late.
84.
84, and I'm giving it to Hannah.
Yeah. Hannah. 84, and, Hannah's on the board.
And Hannah is on... Yes. Hannah's on the board. In 1986, I'm going to mess this up. Bovine spongiforum. Spongiforum.
I've already lost
my forfeit. Encephalopathy. I'm terrible at this.
Mad cow disease.
Yes. Was identified following an epidemic.
That's cheating.
All right. Mark has two. Hannah has one. In 1989, the Exxon Valdez oil spill that spilled 240,000 barrels of oil occurred where?
Alaska.
Oh. Yes.
Foul. I'm gonna give it to her.
All right. Moderator.
That was horrific. That was awful.
It was awful.
Oh my. Worst.
And with that, rigged. Jenny is on the board.
I'm giving it to her.
I'm jumping in.
Noted.
Mark has two. Hannah has one. Jenny has one.
Now that she's been spotted a point, I shall end it.
Yeah. In what year was the first U.S. stealth bomber unveiled? Mark.
1988.
Yes. Wow.
Such a guess.
Look at pulled
that one out of your
hands. And Mark's one away from winning. Look at that.
I was waiting on the...
He's so smart.
Nope, lower.
All right. Microsoft's first version of the Windows operating system, Windows 1.0, was released in what year?
1987.
No. Mark?
I would say that that was probably 1984.
No.
82.
No.
80. All right. What's
89.
Wait a minute. I'm the last that didn't guess.
Oh. All right. Paul's turn.
Rules are, give me a guess. Or what's the, I thought it was a multiple choice.
Oh, no, this one's not multiple choice, but I...
We've covered a few of them already.
I've eliminated and so, a few.
Okay, and here's your here. Here's your hint, and it may or may not help you particularly, Paul, but it was the year I graduated from high school.
Oh,
87, 86.
I love you, Hannah.
84.
89.
92.
88.
I love you all.
1985.
1985.
I won't take a point for
Nobody
that.
Gets that one.
Because I'm close. I'm on the brink.
You are on the brink. On the brink. Okay, let's see. Disney's futuristic park, Epcot, was opened in 1982. What does Epcot stand for?
Environmental Protection Organization country.
No, and what's funny is Epcot does not, each letter does not represent its own word.
It's technology. It's like,
I don't know.
It's innovation of some sort. I don't know.
It is the experimental community of tomorrow.
Oh.
Of course it is.
In what year did Charles, Prince of Wales, marry Lady Diana Spencer?
Oh.
1984.
No. Earlier.
Just 81.
Three.
Oh, Paul got it.
One?
1981, and Paul is on the board. Coming back. In 1983, the first mobile phones were introduced to the public by what company?
Nokia.
No. Mark.
Toshiba.
No.
Samsung.
No.
Radio Shack.
No.
AT&T.
No.
Oh.
Who was the phone maker? I don't even...
Motorola.
Yes.
Oh,
it
man.
Was. Good job, Hannah.
I had one in my car.
Hannah has two. Mark has three.
What?
Jenny and Paul each have one. Mark is hanging on to the brink. In what year did Fox Broadcasting Company make its primetime television debut?
82. When?
No, later. Mark.
7. 1987.
1987 was a very good year. And with that, Mark gets to keep his $20.
Damn.
Sorry, kids.
You're so smart.
I know. Sometimes. Oh, mark it on your little thing over there.
You mark your wins?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're just over here.
Oh, nice.
By mom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay.
Because
so
the competition
why
is
why don't we
fierce.
Talk about movies and entertainment? Now,
why don't
one
we?
Of the things that I'm sure our listeners would love to know is that both of you, Paul and Jenny, were both theater majors in high school and in college.
You can't major in theater in high school.
I thought you guys were pretty major in high school.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, listen, everybody. These two, seriously, were the star and the starlet in every play in high school. Is that not true?
That is not true.
It's true.
No. You were not the starlet?
Nope.
Yes, you were.
No, I was always the funny, fat one.
But you were the... you were the
I don't think so.
You commanded the stage more than anybody else. I would agree with that. Would you agree with that, Paul? Would you agree with that?
We were the weird theater geeks.
Well, yeah, but...
And we celebrated it.
But we were cool.
Cool, weird.
Well, Mark Beard was our geeks. Friend.
Yeah. He was our connection.
Connection to the cool kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember a lot of cast parties when I was the only straight guy there.
Wow. Yeah, next except to Paul. For Paul.
Me and Paul, the only straight guy.
That is still not true. You just felt that way.
Oh, are you kidding?
We used to play a game, man. Corner Mark. It was called Corner Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. All right, let's see. How soon? We had bets.
We had great friends.
You guys are silly. Okay, so do you guys ever watch Turner Classic Movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love Turner Classic
Do you know
Classic
who passed
movies.
Away on Monday?
Wait. No, I was on vacation.
Yeah,
Robert
that's right.
Osborne.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
he hosted
please.
That show for like
Forever.
20 years.
I think it was 22 years.
He was 84 years old.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Friend to everyone except Sally Field.
Yeah. For like the last, you know, year or something like that, Sally Field was like his co-host before like every Friday night movie or something like that.
The Saturday night movie,
the premiere movie.
Right.
And you could tell that he never really took her seriously as an actress, even though she was like Norma Rae and she won an Oscar. I think every time he looked at her, he was like, flying frickin' none.
Yeah.
It was, you know what I mean?
He always had, each year, he would have like a different actor or actress on, and they would feature their right. films. And I've never seen him so terse. With
terse.
Anyone else, but with Sally Field. In fact, when they played Norma Rae,
right,
and you know she was talking about what an empowering role it was, and
yeah, didn't he say something like,
and he was
"I'm
like,
not so sure this was an Academy Award winning role."
I personally what? Never cared for the film, and I didn't think it deserved.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
And then Sally said, I hope your old ass dies at the end of 2006.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. She handled
so
it.
She, I'm sure she was gracious.
She
and
was,
handled it beautifully.
She was yeah. quite gracious.
Classy lady.
But he was.
Maybe there's a backstory that we'll never know.
Or maybe right. we'll know right. now.
Who
now,
knows?
Now.
She would never.
No, she is. She's very cool. I just saw an interview with her just recently. Was that 60 Minutes or maybe it was the Sunday Morning
Sunday
show?
Sunday Morning.
You ever watch that show, Sunday Morning?
No.
Oh, it's a great show. You ought to watch it. It's like a lighter version. It's a lighter version of...
like 60 Minutes.
60
I've
Minutes.
I've seen some clips from it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, now Jane Pauley is the host.
Jane
Pauley
is the host.
Oh, she's great.
I love Jane Pauley.
Yeah, very good show. Let's see. Anyway, we watch Turner Classic Movies quite often. What was the movie we watched the other night? Rachel? Something about Rachel? Remember?
My Cousin Rachel.
My Cousin Rachel, right.
Yes.
Some sort of a suspense deal. It was pretty good.
Thriller.
Pretty good movie. Yep.
I love.
I do too. I like the old movies.
Yes.
Have you guys seen Hamilton?
Yes. Well,
did you?
I guess I shouldn't say that.
No, don't.
Okay. Saying you saw it and being aware of it are two different things.
Let's pretend
totally,
that we're in a large environment.
There's a special
where
on PBS.
Just so
yes.
The
there's a great special on
the
making
the
of it
background.
On PBS, mm-hmm. and it shows all kinds of great clips. It's a masterpiece. It's unbelievable.
That it has started to travel off of Broadway.
Chicago is the first city to get it, and they just got it.
Because I read an article this week that said Hamilton will be coming to the Tampa Bay area at the Straz Theater.
Oh, you
yes.
go.
2018.
Go.
2018.
I think they go to D.C.
Better
next,
buy your tickets early.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was looking for in the article to see when tickets
when
go
they're
on sale.
When they're going to go on sale.
But they said that the actual dates of the shows have not been posted yet. So I guess once they post that, then they will post when you can start buying
tickets.
It's
a masterpiece.
It'll
it's
be
unbelievable.
An investment, nothing else.
Absolutely.
Right. Well,
do you know the soundtrack?
I've heard parts of it. Because, I mean, how many interviews have you seen already? Like on 60 Minutes, they did
right.
a whole thing. I mean, 60 Minutes did almost a whole hour.
Of him.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And phenomenal.
Right.
Just truly a genius.
Right.
Fantastic. Truly a genius.
Yeah.
Check out In the Heights too.
Yeah.
We did that one. That's a great show too.
In the Heights.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting because you are after your getting your acting degree, From college?
I have 2 degrees.
I bet you do. You are now a drama teacher.
I am.
At a prestigious high school in Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I mean, there's people all their lives that go to school to become something. You became something that, I mean, did you want to become a teacher or did you want to become a star?
I love teaching. I didn't know that I loved teaching until I started that. I never wanted to be a star. I just
really?
Wanted to do theater.
I think Paul wishes you were a star.
Yes.
He wanted to be a house husband.
Yeah, I don't think he was banking on it.
Yeah. Makes you think she... I don't think she is.
No, I get what you're saying, Paul. But I think the audience knows exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, that I teach because I can't do the other. Well, it was a choice.
I did not say that. Yeah. That's good.
You were thinking that.
I was not.
No, I have
is it getting
seen
hot in
you.
Here?
I'm telling you, I just had like something run down my neck, and I think it came from the puddle in my earphones.
I think we need either longer than an hour to talk about these issues.
The dart that Jenny stabbed in your neck. Mm-hmm. People pray for him. Did I mention that?
Yes,
sometimes. Anyway, I don't know where I was
don't
going.
Mention
with that.
It again.
Some about movies, and we were going to talk about like you know.
Movies and entertainment.
Well, the Turner Classics.
Have you seen La La Land?
No, not yet.
Worthy. Totally
oh no,
worthy.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay, so you put on all of these productions.
Mm-hmm.
What
I
is,
write them too.
That's fantastic. Cool. Mm-hmm. So what's the biggest one you've put on that we may have heard of?
Oh, good God! You mean directing and producing, or being in that?
Well, directing and producing.
Little Mermaid, Aladdin, you know those?
Kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I teach children. James and the Giant Peach, that was my most recent favorite. I love that. And the
Your
guys,
third grade
Pasek
class isn't doing hair?
No, it's not third grade. No, Pasek and Paul, they wrote... the lyrics to La La Land, they wrote the show James and the Giant Peach.
Did you see La La Land?
Yes, we just saw that.
We haven't seen it. We've had this conversation.
Is there an echo in here?
The door closed.
I told you, it's so damn hot in here, my earphones are full of water.
He doesn't listen.
This is like 20,000 leagues under the sea in here.
It's the beard coming out of your ears.
The beard is taking over.
It's the beard.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's enough.
Movies.
Hey, have you seen anything lately other than La La Land? Hey, lately. Did you hear that Bill Paxton died?
Yeah. Man.
How about that? He was only 61 years old.
Yeah. Well,
that's terrible.
It is.
Absolutely terrible. I mean.
What a talented guy, though.
I think so, too.
Very.
He was in some good movies. What would you say was his best movie? Can't even name one.
No, it was Apollo. I liked him in with Tom Hanks.
Apollo 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked him in Titanic.
Twister scared me to death, but he was so good in that.
Twister was good.
Mm-hmm.
Twister.
I liked Twister.
I didn't like the movie, so.
Oh, I loved that movie.
The cow. I think the cow. I like the cow.
I thought it was hysterical.
Helen Hunt was great in that movie, too.
Well, I hear that they did not get along at all.
Oh,
that they hated
each other. Gossipy stuff. No way. No way. They're good people.
It's like an early Sharknado.
Sharknado, right. I get it, yeah.
I didn't see that one. It hasn't made it to Turner Classic Movies yet.
It probably won't.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Sharknado 4 or something now. It's like, you know.
What else do you have there?
I'm sure it will.
What else I have here, I don't know if you heard or have heard any of the new Rolling Stones album.
No, I have not.
They have one.
On their final... 35th final tour.
I'm just going to tell you that they have one. I've lost my notes on it, so
it's right here.
Oh,
go Jenny!
Yeah.
See,
hey, y'all are sitting a little too close.
Ty usually sits there and just mocks him for not being able to find something in front of him.
So their latest album is called Blue and Lonesome. Okay, and it's their biggest hit in years. Mick Jagger, he was just asked in an interview recently, "Is this going to be it for you guys?" Because Blue and Lonesome is an album full of covers. None of it is their original music, just all cover music.
That's cool.
He says, absolutely not, we're not done. We're still going strong. As a matter of fact, we are writing as we speak, and we have a new album coming out probably in 2018. If we live long enough, we'll go on tour. How old do you suppose Mick Jagger is?
78.
Three.
Oh.
How old is Keith Richards?
He looks old.
76.
Three. Ron Wood.
73.
69. Paul's favorite number.
Charlie White.
Thanks, Jenny.
Charlie White, everybody.
I don't know.
75. Anyway. Jeez Louise.
Oh, goodness.
You guys had to go there on my show.
Mm-hmm. What? Right.
Okay, so you two are getting older.
You're older than me.
Just barely. Have you given any thoughts to what you're going to do with retirement? Now, tonight's pre-show dinner, we said a little bit that you were thinking about possibly moving down to Florida. Is that part of your retirement plan?
Well, it's a dream.
Thanks a lot.
It's a dream.
Expensive.
It is.
It is expensive.
I mean, but, for what we want, you know.
But if
we want,
I mean, if you make a good amount of money on your home up north, which you should, yeah, you got a very nice home.
We do.
You got a nice home.
We have 2 acres.
I really like your house.
No, I mean, I think the ideal thing is that we probably will never be able to fully retire.
Do me. I never will.
No.
Now, do me a favor. Do not move into a homeowners association.
No.
Ever.
Do not buy a condo.
No.
If you're going to move down here, buy a house, not in a deed-restricted area.
Yeah, no homeowners associations.
Yeah, you don't need that headache. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in one now, I'm assuming.
No.
Well, and you like living there. Yeah. You will not like living in one of those neighborhoods. Trust me. Trust me. Anyway, I read this article. You know Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah.
Okay, Margaritaville? All right. Jimmy Buffett, with some other investors, are coming out with a chain of retirement communities.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. They're looking to spend $1 billion on this chain of communities, and it's going to provide homes for some 7,000 people.
Only 7,000 people?
Well, it's going to be kind of exclusive, honey.
Well, I guess. What is the math on that?
You have to
that?
Be a parrot head.
$1 billion for 7,000 people?
Well, look, and this is how they're getting away with it. It says that the units are all going to be 2- and 3-bedroom units, and they're going to start in the low 200s to $350,000. So that's not a whole lot. I mean, really.
That's the price of your house.
Right.
But that math doesn't work.
Well, honey, I'm just telling you what the article is.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm the one that does the budget. That if they're spending
we're gonna have
to leave after. If they're spending $1 billion.
That is it. Don't contradict me.
Don't invest in that. Don't be a part of the $1 billion going in, because it doesn't sound like they're getting anywhere near
anyway,
that.
Anyway, it looks like they're going to be building one of these communities in Daytona Beach. It's going to be called Latitude Margaritaville, and it looks like they're expecting to have the first residents move in by late summer of 2018. So that's interesting. I just don't know that I could live around that many parrot heads.
Well, that was my question to you.
I think the music would get old after a while, too. You know, I mean, come on, we need some variety.
Would they have a better attitude than most?
I don't think they'll have a problem selling it out.
Oh, no. No, I'm wondering, once it's sold and it's in the property owner's hands, as in their board of directors running things and making decisions, will it be too laid back? You know, like, will it all go to seed within 15 years?
Is it going to turn into like what they have up in Orlando, the Villages, which has the highest STD rate in America?
Yes.
And these are all 55 and older people.
Yeah.
The highest STD percentage in America.
Well, the next generation of...
A friend of mine moved up there, and I talked to him after he was there 6 months. I said, do you have an STD yet? And he goes, nope, but I'm trying like hell.
And decided to move back here.
He couldn't get an STD, so he gave up. Moved back here.
Ew.
Uh-huh. Jenny, are you familiar with the yayo, the booger sugar, nose candy, bump, blow, toot? familiar with any of those things?
No.
It's cocaine, my friends.
That used to be in Coca-Cola.
It used to be, yes.
I read an article that cocaine is coming back, Jack.
Ah.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 80s, it was a big deal. And it just kind of went away. But now all of a sudden, it's coming back.
I think Pablo Escobar would beg to differ.
All of these...
I'm sure it's been just fine.
Coca orchards or whatever, groves, had sort of gone away or burnt down. Now they are stronger than they've ever been. From 2013 to 2015, they have more than doubled in size of their original size.
Oh, great.
Anyway, cocaine, everybody.
Just one more social issue.
Just yeah, one exactly. more thing.
One more thing.
We're getting ready to wrap it up here. But before I go, I want to give you some things to think about. And these are quotes that I get right out of the Week magazine, my very favorite magazine. And these are all quotes by famous people. The first one says, The more I practice, the luckier I get.
Hmm.
Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
I pity the man. I pity the man who wants a coat so cheap that the man or woman who produces the cloth will starve in the process.
Mm.
Benjamin Harrison said that. There's one place where the people with the greatest potential are gathered, and that's the graveyard. Mm. Viola Davis. She actually said that at the Oscars the other night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brilliantly.
Here's one. You have to be taught to be second class. You're not born that way. Came from Lena Horne.
Hmm.
Good old Lena. I love her.
Then I like this one. This one says, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And that came from Iron Mike Tyson. Anyway, that is just about all the time we have, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Hopefully, we will be able to come back next week for our regular live 6 to 8 p.m. slot.
Yes.
And have a little bit more to talk about. I think it was very nice for Paul and Jenny to join us. And this is something that I've always wanted to do. I wish you had provided more for the show. But, you know, look, you're beginners. I'm just kidding. You gave us your whole activist view and everything. It was great.
You walked right into that.
Open door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. Tonight's music, what did we play? We started off the show with Messing with the Kid by the Blues Brothers. And then we played Boogie Shoes by Casey and the Sunshine Band. And we did not get to a couple of the other songs. But we are going to wrap it up tonight with Who's Holdin' by Betty Fox.
Betty Fox.
All right, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Nope.
Nothing. Stephanie, anything you want to add?
No.
Nothing. Paul, is there anything you'd like to add?
No. Thanks for Florida.
Okay. Jenny?
Love you, man.
Love you, man. Okay. If there's nothing else, as always, I will say Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Make up something quick.
Go VCU.
Go VCU. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, we didn't even talk about the tournament.
Shoot.
Damn it.
Yeah,
well.
Next week.
Go Gonzaga. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete. We love talking to you every Friday evening. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a really good weekend. Good night. Oh, it's night. Why did I do that?
Who's holding, babe? I gotta have you. And who wants to blaze the grasses? Who's holding on? Well, I'm just feeling flawed, but I need a little green for peace of mind. Tell me who's got it, baby? Who's holding on? Well, I don't mean to impose, but you seem like nice folks. Just grab your sack, I got you, babe. Please, baby, just give me a little zone. Well, tell me who's got it. Who's holding, babe? I gotta have it. Ain't none but I gotta have it. Who's holding?